This is the Agentic Executive. Today's briefing gives a precise process and one immediate action you can take in an hour to protect that value.
Right. That opening hits the core problem. Expertise trapped in heads. So what's the one insight we want them to carry out of this episode?
Tacit knowledge is your most durable moat, not patents. People's judgment patterns are where sustainable advantage lives.
And the conversion mechanism is simple in concept. Convert those tacit patterns into inspectable, improvable playbooks that preserve optionality.
Inspectable, improvable versus rigid scripts. Good. But show me the actual moves. How do we start without turning judgment into brittle rules?
Start small. Micro decisions, not grand visions.
Ask three quick filters. How often does it happen? How big is the impact when you get it wrong? And how much do outcomes vary between people?
Wait, outcome variance is the real tell, right? High variance means hidden craft.
Exactly. If frequency and impact are high and people produce different results, that decision is high priority harvest material.
Makes sense. Frequency keeps you from chasing rare edge cases. Impact keeps you from trivial rules. Variance points to tacit skill.
Once you've prioritized, codify the pattern into a single page playbook. Keep it short. Title, one line purpose, contextual triggers. Then list the input signals, metrics, logs, qualitative cues, the decision rule in plain language, escalation triggers, and two annotated examples.
Practical. One sentence why two, please. The rationale that exposes the tacit mental model so people don't just follow a recipe.
Yes. Capture the why. Add an uncertainty band. When to be aggressive, when to pause and escalate. And one metric to watch as acceptance criteria.
Curious. Can you give me a concrete micro playbook fill-in so someone can hand it to a PM this afternoon?
Template. One line purpose. Contextual triggers, where this applies. Signals to check. Decision rule. If X and Y, then A. If X and not Y, then B. Escalation and uncertainty bands. Two annotated examples. Acceptance metric and owner.
That reads like something you could complete over coffee. Short example. Title, priority triage for incident pages. Purpose, reduce noisy escalations and accelerate fixes. Fill the rest with the signals and the rule.
Right. And a reality check. Don't capture everything. Overcodification produces brittle behavior. Treat playbooks as scaffolds, not rails.
I want to push on that. I'm not convinced a one-page playbook helps a negotiator in a live deal. Can that really transfer edge case judgment?
Good push. It can't, at least not by itself. For high-skill craft, you need hybrid approaches. Capture the pattern and the signals in the playbook, then couple that with apprenticeship.
Practice methods, shadowing, annotated case libraries, decision journals, simulated negotiations, and one-on-one coaching. The playbook reduces onboarding friction. Mentorship transfers the feel.
So playbooks raise the floor. Apprenticeship raises the ceiling. That preserves optionality without pretending we can automate craft.
Exactly. Now, validation. Ship a minimal playbook and run rapid experiments. Aim for 3 live trials. Measure the acceptance metric and collect user feedback after each trial.
Quick metrics we recommend: reduction in time to decision, fewer ad hoc escalations, playbook usage count in live decisions, and a subjective confidence score from users.
Concrete acceptance example. Cut time to decision by 30%. Maintain stakeholder satisfaction and keep escalations under 2 per month. If you miss any target, iterate with the practitioners who used it.
Operationalize the artifact. Embed it where people already work. Tickets, runbooks, CRM notes, the 15-minute handoff. If it lives on a forgotten drive, it dies.
One recurring error. Teams try to capture everything.
Use the three filters and prioritize the handful of playbooks that unlock time and reduce risk.
And the common objection, we don't have time. My counter is a question. What single recurring choice creates the most rework each week? Fix that and you free multiple people's time.
Let's make this executable. If you have 60 minutes today, here's a sprint plan you can run now.
0 to 10 minutes. Choose one decision using the three filters. 10 to 30 minutes, fill the template. Context, signals, decision rule, escalation. 30 to 45 minutes, annotate two recent real examples. 45 to 55 minutes, set acceptance criteria and where the playbook lives. 55 to 60 minutes, send it to a single practitioner for a trial tomorrow.
So, quick checklist to measure early ROI. 1, time to decision reduction. 2, number of ad hoc escalations. 3, playbook usage in live decisions. 4, user confidence after 3 trials.
One more practical trick. Version your playbooks. Keep a change log and short rationale for each revision so future teams understand the learning path and don't revert to tribal fixes.
Also, attach the playbook to a ritual, a 15-minute follow-up the morning after first trials. Fast feedback beats slow perfection.
Recap in plain terms. Carvest with the three filters, codify into a concise scaffold including examples and escalation, validate with short experiments, and embed the playbook into existing workflows.
Do the 60-minute sprint this week. If one decision costs your team multiple weeks each quarter, fix that decision and you free real time and reduce risk.
If you take one thing from this briefing, protect your knowledge capital by converting tacit expertise into inspectable, improvable playbooks that preserve optionality. Build the habit, one 60-minute playbook at a time, and you compound decision quality across the organization.
The system reveals the truth. Capture the signals, codify the pattern, and iterate. Patterns create power. Precision drives agency.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today. Start a 60-minute playbook sprint this week and make your next move count. Stay agentic.